Passover was a special time for the special people known as the covenant people of God. They were the ones, the only ones, who experienced the first Passover. Their time in Egypt was expressed in the covenant that God made with their father Abraham and later Abraham. It was in the covenant. It's Genesis 15:13. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety, you know for sure, that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. That's Egypt. And shall serve them, the Egyptians, and they shall afflict them 400 years. Compare this with Book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 6. And God spoke on this wise, that his seed should sojourn in a strange land, and that they should bring them into bondage and entreat them evil 400 years. Compare this to Exodus 12:40. Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. It was 430 years from the time of Abram's 75th birthday till the Exodus. This entire sojourning took place in Mesopotamia, Syria, Canaan, Philistia, and Egypt. The sojourn in Egypt was only 215 years, one half of the 430 years, the whole period. I broke it down. When Abram was 75 years old, Isaac was born 25 years later. Esau and Jacob were born 60 years after that. Jacob went to Egypt 130 years later. Israel's time in Egypt was 215 for a total of 430 years. Now, that's one way to check the commentary, see if they know a little bit about how to, if they studied the Bible at all. They were not in Egypt 430 years, nor 400 years, that they were in just 215 years. The Septuagint in Exodus 12:40 reads, now the sojourning of the children of Israel when they sojourned in Egypt, and they add, and Canaan. Exodus 12:41, it came to pass at the end of 430 years, even the self same day it came to pass, that all the host of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. What's the self same day? The Exodus happened right on time. God's never late, right on the exact time. As God told Abram in his covenant that he made with him, Genesis 15:16, he said, but in the fourth generation, well, first was Levi, his son Kohath, his son Amram, and the fourth was Moses, fourth generations. They shall come hither again. The reason for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. Israel had been in bondage for 115 years. They had no hope of ever being rescued by any person, even by a person of Egyptian royalty. But God had said in his covenant that he had made with Abram that in, what, the fourth generation. And it was the fourth generation. So what do you think was going to happen? They're going to be rescued, whether they want to be or not. When Moses was 80 years old, he was sent to his people, the Israelite slaves. And he told them they were going to Canaan to live. He and his brother Aaron were to go to Pharaoh to tell him to let my people go. That resulted in a contest between Moses and Pharaoh that lasted for about a dozen different conflicts. It wasn't until God told Moses that he may know that, quote, the Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. It's Exodus 11:7. That doesn't sound to be politically correct, does it? In Exodus chapter 12, verse 12 and 13, for I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Thus the name Passover. And the plagues shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. So any home that did not have the blood, now they had a meal. We're going to have a meal today too. They had a meal, a lamb for each so many people in the family. If you were just one person, you joined another family. And you killed the lamb, you ate the lamb, had a big meal. And you took the blood of the lamb, you put it over the door. And the death angel comes at midnight. Something happens at midnight. If the blood was on the doorpost of the home, he just passed over it. Any home that did not have it, he killed the firstborn son. Well, the Egyptians, their sons all died, and their beast. The blood of the lamb saved the Israelites from the murder of the firstborn son. But the Egyptians had their firstborn sons murdered that night because they had no blood on the doors of their homes. Later on in history, on this self-same day, it came to pass that Jesus Christ died for his people. No wonder that it's not known any longer as Passover in the majority of homes. For the average Christian, when asked, when did Jesus die and resurrect, would answer, at Easter. You see, Passover is for the covenant people only. We were the ones who experienced Passover. Easter makes it a universal thing. Passover only has to do with the covenant people of God. One, the fact that they were slaves in Egypt is in the covenant. Two, the fact that they were being redeemed from slavery to freedom was in the covenant. And three, when Israel was groaning about their slavery in their fourth generation since the time they entered Egypt, he, quote, heard their groaning, and God remembered something. His covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's found in the book of Exodus, chapter 2, 24. Well, the world today is about the same. Israel is once again in slavery. You in slavery? This time it's called debt usury servitude. Esau has gained the advantage over the seed line of Jacob because of our sin and not reading God's word and not obeying it. Our enemies are controlling our politics. Think that's true? We've got to vote for it. Let's see. There's Trump. There's Cruz. Hillary. Oh, my goodness. Our politics, our economy. Oh, please, Janet, don't raise the interest rate, please. Federal Reserve Bank. Education. No Bible allowed on the desk. No devotions. Social life, each day gets further and further away. And even our religions. What are we to do? Well, I think we say this prayer. So it's up to you. If you want to say the prayer with me, you can. It's up to here. But I say, here we stand before our holy God, who loved our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and made a unconditional covenant with them, and elected, married, and became the king of the holy seed of Jacob Israel. We, the children of Jacob Israel, are making this vow to our kinsman redeemer, that he will protect us and completely destroy our enemy, Mystery Babylon, just like he did when he answered the similar pleas of kings Asa, Jehoshaphat, Hezekiah, and Josiah in the Old Testament. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we move against this vicious enemy that teaches the evil doctrines of multiculturalism and our racial reconciliation and universalism. We have no might against this great beast that comes against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Save us before we are completely destroyed. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress and God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, and it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel.